Welcome to Safe Dividend Investing's podcast number 109 on March 30th of 2023. Today, I'll be answering five questions received in the last week. For more insights into how to choose stocks that will provide you with both a reliable, ever-growing income and constant growth in your portfolio, visit my website, www.saferbetterdividendinvesting.com. Here, you will learn about my latest investment book and the four books that preceded it, all designed to make it easier and faster for you to build a strong portfolio of very profitable companies paying high dividends. Question number one. What dividend stocks will most likely grow over the next 5 years? Companies are run by human beings who are creatures of habit. Companies with long histories of ever-rising share prices and ever-rising dividend payouts are controlled by executives who are dedicated to reaching each year's higher sales and profit objectives. It is their wise sales and expense decisions that result in profits. While speculators control share prices, the speculators are influenced by ever-rising profits that get reflected in the dividend payments decisions made by the company's management. Going in alphabetical order through the reference book, New York Stock Exchange's 106 Best High Dividend Stocks Analyzed and Scored, released in December of 2022, here are five stocks whose share prices and dividend payouts that will most likely be higher in 5 years. The book includes, in its display for each stock dividend payout and share prices, going back to 1999. You could easily see how they weathered the 2000, 2008, and 2020 market crashes without cutting dividend payouts, and how long it took after each crash for their share prices to rise to new record highs. The five companies are Canadian Natural Resources, stock symbol CNQ, Shenye Energy Partners LP, stock symbol CQP, Chevron Corporation, stock symbol CVX, CTO Realty Growth, stock symbol CTO, Delek Logistics Partners LP, stock symbol DKL. While no one can predict future share prices, controlled by often irrational speculators, you can be far more accurate in your prediction of future dividend payouts by selecting and investing equally in a portfolio of 20 financially strong companies paying high dividends from the 106 selected for the book. You should expect in 5 years to have doubled the size of your portfolio, both its normal historical share price gain, and reinvest the generous dividends back into these same 20 stocks. Perhaps one or two may deviate from the historical patterns, but these deviations will have little impact upon the total portfolio. Question number two. Does a high stock price indicate a better performing company? A high price of a stock only indicates that some investors are willing to pay more for that stock than other stocks. Why they are willing to pay more is due to their perception of the stock's value. There are $5 stocks who are financially stronger than some stocks that cost $150. Why the stock has risen to a price of $150 may be due to factors such as media hype, shortage of commodities, and just maybe in part to better financial results. The stock market is an auction vehicle that allows optimistic speculators who think that a stock is going to rise in value to buy stocks from pessimistic speculators who think the stock is going to decrease in value. The optimist has to provide enough incentive in their bid to the pessimist to make the pessimist want to sell the stock. If the incentive is not provided, then nothing happens and the stock price does not change. Multiply such guessing by the millions of guesses taking place every day on the stock market, and you are left with the reality that trying to predict future share prices accurately is futile. Interestingly, what is more predictable is the paying and the increasing of dividend payments. Why? Because dividends are realized from profits. Profits are the result of logical processes and thinking by the executives of companies making wise decisions about revenues and expense. Executives focus on increasing sales and profits, not share prices. This is why, even in a recession, when all the optimists have retreated and share prices have fallen, that you can see many financially strong, long-established companies increasing their dividend payments. The speculators who drive up share prices are focused on a company's mythical potential that will supposedly result in much higher share prices. They want to be able to sell the stock and become rich as soon as possible. Selling the stock is not an objective for the executives who are employed in managing the performance of the company. They want to keep their jobs and be generously compensated for their efforts in making the company profitable for the rest of their lives. The stock market is probably the best example of a democratic process where speculators, the vast independent majority, move share prices, a fluid process, in the direction most of them rightly or wrongly believe in at any given moment. Question number 3. Can cheap stocks be strong companies? In the reference book, American High Dividend Handbook, there are a few financially strong companies whose shares are under $5 who pay generous dividends exceeding 6%. They can have operating margins exceeding 50% with low price-to-earning ratios. It is unusual to see such stocks under $5, but it does happen. It requires a bit of detective work to find them. The share price is the interplay between optimistic and pessimistic speculators. The speculators only have control over share prices. They do not control profits, which are a result of the revenue and expense decisions made by managers operating the companies. It is far easier to predict dividend payouts than share prices. If you look at 25 years of steadily rising dividend payouts and rising share prices, no matter how small the gains may be, you are getting an insight into how well run the company is. I have had a $4 stock paying dividends who over a few years were worth $24 a share. You are far more likely to see a $4 stock double in a few years than a $40 stock. Out of curiosity, I set out to see what stocks I would find if I searched for stocks trading for under $5 a share with operating margins greater than 20%, a price-to-earnings ratio greater than 2.47, paying a dividend of 5% or more. I came across the following stocks identified by their stock symbols on the New York Stock Exchange: DSX, PVL, and EGY. On the NASDAQ, MNDO and SELF. On the Toronto Stock Exchange, IPO and JAG. One of these at random I scored, IPO. I was surprised to see that this $2.64 stock paying a 1 cent dividend with an operating margin of 47.30% had an IDM score of 57 when I worked it out. This seems to confirm that cheap stocks can be financially strong. Over the last year, IPO had been as high as $5.11 a share. The company's name is in Play Oil Corporation and is active in oil and gas exploration and production in Alberta. Would I personally buy shares in this company? Probably not. There are other stocks with long histories of ever-increasing dividend payouts that appeal to me more and are less speculative. Question number 4. If insurance companies are supposed to be such good investments, why are none listed in your book? Others list Equitable Holdings, EQB, and MetLife, MET, as the best insurance stocks. While I do look for opportunities to spread my money among different industries, I am more concerned about the financial strength of the company and how much the dividend yield is than I am as to what industry they are in. I do have insurance companies in my portfolios. The reason you do not see EQH and MET in my book, New York Stock Exchange's 106 Best High Dividend Stocks, is that both of their dividend yields are below 4%. They did not qualify for inclusion in the book. I've had my insurance company stocks for probably 10 years or more. I may have been getting a 4% dividend yield when I bought them at $20 a share, and they are now at $40 a share and still paying 4%. However, 4% of $20 was then paying me a dividend of 80 cents a share, and now 4% of $40 a share is paying me $1.60 a share. On that original $20 I invested, I'm now getting the equivalent of 8% a share. The history of dividend payouts is important in making a buying decision. Often, the percentage of dividend payouts rises at a higher percentage than the percentage rise of share prices. I scored EQH and MET using the IDM stock scoring software supplied with my books. EQH had a score of 56, which is acceptable. MET has a score of 67, which is very good. I avoid stocks going under 50, and the highest score I've ever calculated out of thousands was a 78. In gathering the data for the scoring, I notice that 10 years ago, MET was paying out a dividend of 16 cents. It is now paying out 50 cents. Each year since 2013, it has raised its quarterly dividend payouts. Also, the stock is now at $54.36, while 10 years ago, the stock was at $32.47. EQH apparently did not exist 10 years ago. My history only went back to 2018. It too has raised its dividend payouts each year from 13 cents. It is now at 20 cents. Its share price is now $32.58 compared to $19.86 4 years ago. Their scores reflect that Met is the stronger of the two insurance companies. If you are looking for an immediate high dividend yield, then neither stock would qualify. However, in a portfolio, you are both looking for strength and dividend income. Rising share prices help keep your income ahead of inflation. In a sense, all dividend yield projections are predictive. You do not know until the directors vote and what the dividend will be in the next payment. However, if they have been voting for ever-increasing dividend payouts for years, then you are very unlikely to see a decline in the payout. Usually, the percentage of dividend payout rises at a higher percentage than the rise in share prices. The fact that these two insurance companies appear in many hedge funds does not impress me, because hedge funds and funds of all sorts do not impress me. Funds are sold to make fund companies rich. They give you no guarantee in returns, yet every year they continue to take their percentage of your portfolio for managing the fund. They are deliberately presented as the best thing since sliced bread, but that it's all about marketing. Question number 5. Why can't small companies be as successful as big companies? Define successful. Define big. The purpose of a company is to make a profit. Period. There are many unprofitable big companies. Are such companies successful? Is the small company making a profit of $100,000 on sales of $200,000 less successful than the company that is large, making a profit of $100,000 on sales of $10 million? I would think a small company who is able to make a 50% profit is much more successful than a big company that is only generating a profit of 1%. It is the wise revenue and expense decisions of the management of a company that result in a profit. Big companies do not have a monopoly on wise decisions. Thanks for listening. If you wish more information on investing and stock scoring, please visit my website, www.saferbetterdividendinvesting.com.